Immediately was Samson as a public servant brought in their state livery clad. Before him pipes and timbrels. On each side went armed guards, both horse and foot before him and behind, archers and slingers, cataphracts and spears. At sight of him the people with a shout rifted the air, clamoring their God with praise, who had made their dreadful enemy their thrall. He, patient but undaunted, where they led him came to the place, and what was set before him, which without help of eye might be essayed to heave, pull, draw, or break, he still performed all with incredible, stupendous force, none daring to appear antagonist. At length, for intermission's sake, they led him between the pillars. He, his guide, requested, as overtired, to let him lean a while, with both his arms on those two massy pillars, that to the arched roof gave main support. He, unsuspicious, led him, which, when Samson felt in his arms, with head a while inclined and eyes fast fixed, he stood as one who prayed, or some great matter in his mind revolved.